Hi, Mountaineer fans. This is I Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. We're live from the pub. Boop, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Fantasy football treating you okay?
Yeah, I was massively working my phone trying to trade my 1-4 team around to spark something because my other two teams are good, but this just one is
dumping
struggling.
Players off.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave Doug Baldwin's knee away and a couple other pieces and see if we can spark the team, get us out of this hole at 1-4.
I've gotten multiple email notifications
yes.
that you've traded, so it's not with me, though.
I don't want to.
Fine. It's because I'm on top, I think,
yes.
at the moment.
See, you have no one on your bench, and you don't want to trade in your starters, so you're complacent with your team.
No, my team is bueno.
So I went for the teams that are looking to help their team, and you're like 4-1 and 5-0, so you don't want to trade. You're too good.
My team is okay. So are you drinking anything today?
I am drinking a blood orange Niner.
What is that? The container, the other one. What is that?
Coconut water, man.
Coconut. Nice. Rehydrating with a beer.
Yes. All coconut right. water's good. That's good fine. For replenishing.
I'm drinking just an IPA. Looks red. I'm not really sure. It's in a red label anyway. So today we're going to be talking about, we're going to kind of mix in a little Kansas since I traveled and kind of missed it, and Iowa State. Boop, uni checks for, I guess, the Kansas game. What'd you think of the all yellows?
I liked the all yellows.
We were bright.
We did. We looked clean.
Yeah, and I mean, what? They were wearing white and blue pants, so it didn't clash at all. Good color combination. I hated the Kansas face mask. It was two-tone, and it drives me absolutely insane. And I'm like, oh, it's a two-tone face mask. That's great, guys. You look like clowns.
Well, see, that's the thing. I didn't notice the face mask as much as you did. I noticed the color of the helmet, I thought, was better with this chromish light baby blue than what they normally go with.
With the two-tone face
well,
mask.
Well, I didn't.
Give me some white walls on those tires, please.
Kansas is trying to switch it up.
No, it's garbage. But I guess that's a good segue because I feel like we didn't play too good. And
maybe they're distracted by the face masks.
It was gross. I believe with our season preview, I was quick to say, West Virginia blowing them out, let's keep them moving. And it kind of started that way, but Greer, I honestly feel like it was a failed Heisman push for Greer. I think they play calling down in the red zone. How many picks? Three.
And
I think he had a fumble, so that's four turnovers. It wasn't good.
No, we jumped the gun bypassing Kansas. Apparently, we were playing down to our opponent's level, other than the fact that Kansas is good at picking the ball. But, yeah, Greer forced.
What was his name that Kansas got?
Hassan Defense.
Yeah, you like that
name, I love
it,
because, if he didn't play defense, this would be an issue. But good name. He had Greer's number today, almost had three picks. Technically, I thought he had a third pick, so it would have been a fourth pick for Greer. But, no, we threw three in the red zone. When we're on the one or two, give the ball to the running back. Stop doing the Heisman push. You were forcing into windows that weren't there. And, yeah, all three in the red zone in the first half.
See, like, three turnovers might be the equivalent of 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
I say more or less 17 just to be on the safe side. We needed those 17 points.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it was in their red zone. So, like, they now have to travel the field to score on us. But the fact that you're
and they
forcing,
scored off of those, too. So, those are swings. So, it's actually more than that at that point.
Puts
so.
Our defense back on the field. And I feel like they were getting tired at the end of that game because they were just on the field so much. But, yeah, that 21, that 17 points, whatever you thought we were going to get that we normally get, they knew we were going to throw the ball. We could have easily walked into the end zone. I'm not sure why we did not run the ball when Letty Brown was running awesome in the first half. Granted, he got hurt in the second. But he was running awesome, and I'm not sure why. And you said it, the Heisman push, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good West Virginia football.
It wasn't. We ended up winning 38-22, and we're going to kind of slide over to the Iowa State game. But in previous podcasts, we were talking about how there's kind of a trend going on, is that we kind of start early, we look good, and then all of a sudden we just don't do anything. Penalties, bad timing, just throws that are just off that would have been game-changing plays, and it's now becoming a trend, and I don't know what we do, because after last night watching Iowa State game, we were in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back to the Kansas game, like, our stats weren't horrible, but we didn't put up the 50 whatever points we thought they were going to.
Right.
And I mean, Greer had still had 300 yards, four touchdowns. We had five sacks. That's not good. I mean, Letty Brown had over 100 yards, barely in double-digit carries. That's awesome. Like, our defense played well. Like, we had a couple sacks. We had some INTs against Kansas, is what I expect. So, I was like, going into the next game with Iowa State on the road, I was like, here we go. You know, we need to pick it up. I had musket shots of this game, but I don't even want to go over them because we did not fill.
I was just going to keep it moving to Iowa
State. I was just going to tell you, I'm bypassing them because of
backtrack. That's cool.
Because we didn't do anything.
My problem is,
like, we're not establishing the run.
Nope.
Please establish the run. I was like, okay, respect the opponent. We're at home. It's Kansas. You still have to play.
Yep.
There was all these things that went on.
They have kids on scholarship too.
Yeah, and our defense is keeping us in, you know, they kept us around. But, yeah, this is Kansas. We should have stomped
them.
We're
number nine, and we're a huge game on their schedule, and they're going to upcycle to play us. They're going to play better than they'll probably play other teams because we're number nine.
Right. So now we're going to transition to Iowa State where we're going on a road, and they've now switched quarterbacks, and they're playing okay. And this is what, you know, this is a Big 12 on the road game. We need to step up our game. So I'm going to have some musket shots for this one, and we'll see if we can pan out.
All right, West Virginia. We're 5-0, number six, going into Ames, Iowa versus a 2-3 Iowa State team. A scary 2-3. National media were saying that don't sleep on them. They're starting to figure it out. And that QB Purdy boop that you were talking about, he could change the outlook of that ball club. And it's, yeah. Well, anyway, uniform check on that. Did you like our all whites?
I did, but I didn't.
Explain.
I liked Iowa State's more.
Why is that?
I liked the all black. I mean, it wasn't perfect. Like you said, we would have seen like a little bit of red or yellow in there to go with it, but all black and charcoal.
Do you want a West Virginia to have an all black uniform? Like, you know, some people think weird. It's like too weird to have navy blue with black. It's almost like a clash kind of.
Right. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't think that would matter. And you could go with any helmet they have then to match that, like...
You could have a black helmet with yellow
trim. Right.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we could do that. We have, you know, I love our color scheme, but
no,
I love
good.
All black. I love charcoal. I didn't think Iowa State would come out looking like this.
So you think
on
we
the
lost
field,
because they look cooler than we did?
Possibly. Apparently, we didn't like wearing all whites, and we shouldn't wear them again because it was bad. But
I was kind of surprised by Ames, Iowa. Not the biggest football school. I think their stadium might only hold 35, maybe 40,000. They were kind of loud.
Yeah, they were rocking.
They were rocking.
From
the night
start.
Game. I mean, we're six. I think, yeah, we're six going into the game. They were ready.
I think because 5-0, here we come. Like, let's knock off. You get a little more hype when you're playing teams that are very good. And in our case, we were very good coming into this game. So I was like, they got hype. And they got loud, and apparently we were not ready for it.
All right, Boop. Well, if you want to hit us with your musket shots, hit me.
Match physicality. On the road, Big 12, ISU, they're playing better. We have to smash them in the mouth. Establish the run. Once again, we're on the road. We need to start running the ball a little bit more and not relying on Will Greer trying to throw it into small windows all the time just in case something bad goes on. I want us to go up top first play of the game. I watch all these NFL games, and they go up top that first game, and all of a sudden,
safeties drop.
Yep, and they're stunned, and they don't know what's going on because they don't think it's going to happen. Be nice to hit them in the mouth. Go up top.
All right, well, let's get to the game. First quarter, SKU Henry had an interception. Awesome. McCoy Boop. He looked fast. Right up the middle inside, got to, what, I think 20-yard line, and Greer threw that corner fade to Sills that just kind of dropped right into it. It was awesome.
No, this is our second drive because
yep.
we punted on the first
mm-hmm.
one, and we got a pick
yep.
on Purdy in their end, so we're at the 40, and I'm like, yes, we ran the ball. Start with running the ball, get that, so they think we're going to run, and yeah, hit Sills, get him involved because he's not in, you know, not every game that he's getting involved in, and he's a really good receiver, so. It was a nice ball. It's nice going up on the road, quick.
Yeah, I mean, it try to silence the crowd a little bit. So we're up 7-0. Iowa State, we always talk about how Kansas last year hit us up the middle. Our defense is kind of suspect up the middle. Iowa State hits us up the middle. TD run. Iowa State up 13-7.
Yeah, Iowa State did. I mean, Kansas tried running up the middle. They got it on us, too. That's how they got downfield on us, and it was the same guy. It was Herbert. He ran 219 last year for Kansas on us, so Kansas tried to do it again. Iowa State figured we can run. They were zone blocking, and for some reason, we could not hold that corner. And Montgomery had a day on us. He had 189 yards. He was all over the place on us, so they were able to run the ball, and our defense could not handle it.
Yeah, it's right now we're kind of reeling, and Iowa State hits us again. They hit their tight end for a touchdown, and they're up 20-7. And then Bigelow comes through for us. He blocks a field goal, and Pitts runs it back 72 yards. And I'm like, hey, here we go. We got it
in the game. We got a special teams touchdown.
Yep.
Awesome. Our offense is not playing very well. Our defense is, you know, they're going to keep us in it. But yeah, Bigelow got thin, slid through the line. Great block, and Pitts picked it up, took to the house. I was like, we're still in this game. We're going to sway. Here we go. It's going to swing our way now. We're on the road. That's a big deflating balloon right there for us.
West Virginia, we're at halftime. We're down 14-20. And I kind of have it. We're getting beat up. I was like, we're getting outplayed. We're getting outcoached. We're really lucky to be down 6 at this point.
We almost looked confused at times.
A step slow.
And on offense, it seemed like you were talking to Florida State Todd, and yep, you guys were talking about he has time in the pocket, but there's nobody open. So eventually he's going to have to scramble to get out of there, and first half, I think he was 8 of 11 for 77 yards and a touchdown. I'm like, he's not.
He can scramble to get 4 or 5 that you might need, right, but if you need him to get 13 yards like it seemed to be, and all of a sudden there he is running against linebackers that want to kill him, get down. He's not going to get there.
Yeah, they had. I mean, Iowa State, they changed it up. They had pressure on all times, and I don't know if their DBs were that good one-on-one, but they were locking us down, and our guys could not get open. And when they were open, they were dropping the ball, or Greer was overthrowing.
I had another thing. I think I texted you and Todd this as well. We were slipping all over the place.
I saw a lot of that.
All over the place. I have it in my notes. I was like, we're slipping on the field everywhere, and they led to, I think, a couple drops, a couple bad throws, even our defense.
The
I was
pick,
like,
Jennings slipped.
It's insane. I'm like, change the cleats. I was like, we need a cleat change because we're the only ones that seem to be dealing with it in very crucial times. Like, you think about a coach, you can't slip there. But coach, I slipped. You can't slip there. Change your cleats. As soon as I see some dude sliding, give me longer cleats.
Now, there was a lot. It was all over the place. But then the defense kept us in it in the second half. Like, punt. Like, they can only do so much. They're going back after 3 and out, 4 and out. They're back on the field, and they're going
to
get tired.
They came out, and I was like, okay, field goal. They missed it.
That was awesome.
Let's go. What'd we do? 3 and out, punt.
Right. That's all we kept doing was 3 and out, punt, 3 and out, punt. I'm like, we could not get anything going in the second half. Not that we had anything going in the first half. It was the whole game that our offense was the worst I've seen. It's the worst I've seen Greer play. They gave McCoy run here and there, but it was too obvious. The play calling was not good.
No, it was atrocious.
And it was too visible.
Yep, it was really bad.
It was transparent. We know what you're going to do, and Iowa State was so hyped that we couldn't handle it. And, yeah, you said it. It was loud. They got loud there.
After Kansas, I believe you and I were talking, and I was like, you know, we're kind of in that bend but don't break. Like, we're getting a lot of defensive pressure because our offense, they're not moving the ball. And we broke. We broke in the second half, Boop. They went over top, touchdown pass, and they got a 2-point conversion. So they're up 28-14. And I was like, it's in my notes, it's not looking good.
No. And once they got the 2-point conversion, I'm like, man, they're just. And Purdy was throwing Purdy balls.
Oh.
He was. You didn't like it?
Okay, run with it.
He manages just to get it right over everybody's hand. He had, like, he was able to get out of the pocket, like Greer, but he had a step on people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to square his feet and throw, and guys were getting open when he did this, when our guys were not open when we did this. And, yeah, he looked good. Our defense tried. I mean, David Long only had 5 tackles. Like, he was almost, this is the first game, he wasn't invisible because he made some good plays here and there, but our defense tried to keep us in this game, and our offense was not helping. I mean, halftime we had 112 yards, they had 250. By the end of the game, I mean, Greer usually averages 360 yards and four touchdowns. I mean, he had a grand total of, what, 100 yards passing on the dot? 11 of 15, a TD, a pick, a safety. Do you want to talk about the safety?
Not really. I saw as soon as I saw the flag, I was like holding it. I was like,
well, that was it. Penalty-wise, we were horrific. Penalty-wise, we were 9 for 103. That's horrible. Oh, and it seemed like there was a flag at all times.
That's a full-blown 7 points. Right. 103, you're in the end zone. That's 7 points right there.
I mean, that last drive we had where it's like we're going to get something going, and then we throw a behind-the-line pass, and Sims put his knee down. Okay, all right, Greer, next play. It's now fourth down after a sack. Another sack. Fourth down. Scrambling kind of in the back corner of the end zone, and he's waving a receiver on, and next thing you know, he slips and falls and chucks out of bounds, but his knee touched the ground. You know, it's a safety. This was an ugly
game. It was ugly.
Like, anybody,
nothing was smooth. There was no rhythm. It was choppy. It hurt us.
Yeah, like anybody that was a West Virginia draft prospect just plummeted a little bit.
You and Florida State Todd, who wanted Will Greer to your teams, what'd you say?
They already said mid-round after Kansas, after this game, he just plummeted to, like, you can get him as an undrafted free agent.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, like, his draft stock just plummeted at the moment.
No, you're crazy. I told Florida State Todd, I was like, I actually witnessed Josh Allen getting drafted. Which means Will Greer, he's going
to
get drafted.
He could, but okay, I still see him. He now went to the mid-rounds. He did not go. He's not a first-round quarterback now.
It's one game.
I know it's one game, but that our whole offense, and our offensive line was our key for a while there. They were keeping the pocket clean, and he still had time, but there was nobody open.
The DBs, safeties, they seemed to have our wide receivers on lockdown. There was with as much time and scrambling that he did, but still no one was open. It was clutch. They were good on D.
And Iowa State, I mean, they had their offense. I mean, they did stupid things. They missed field goals. They had stupid penalties because I think they had 10 for 95. Like, they still had 95 yards in penalties, but they managed to run their offense with the play calling where, like, they were able to run the ball. It seemed like Montgomery, he got outside on the corner every time. I don't know if it was a speed thing.
I know.
And then when we were out there with the 3-3-5, they're going deep, so now our DBs aren't there on the corner, and he's getting 7 yards on a first down. It's like, you can't stop that.
No. No, and we couldn't.
No, and I thought our defense did not play that badly.
But we need help. I mean, it's a full team thing, and our offense just didn't help us out in this game.
And I always thought, I'm like, it only takes one play for our team, and they didn't have it. And like,
no, they did.
Even at 30 points, we should be in this game at all times. And it just, the second half was bad. It was just, you know, we couldn't get anything going, and our defense can't, you know, stop every drive. They're going to score.
Yep, bend but don't break.
Yeah.
We broke eventually. I mean, it was bound to happen. It was coming. You could see it. The past couple games, I mean, we talked about it. How
finish the game. Finish it. Well, we weren't even in the game other than that first score.
We got punched in the mouth, and we were on the ropes for the whole game until second half, and then it was kind of over.
We scored on a short field. It was our only offensive touchdown. Inside the 50. Other than that, we did not generate anything.
We couldn't.
Punter punt. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, it was,
and not saying that, like, Iowa State played lights out. They just played very well at home against us.
Well, Boop, after today's loss, I don't really know what we'll drop to. I mean, we're going from 6 to, give me a guesstimate. With as sloppy as we've kind of looked the past 3 weeks, and a loss finally.
I mean, there were some other teams that lost.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a bunch of big upsets.
It was a tricky Saturday.
Yeah. I think we're still in the top 20.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I was going to say like 16. Yeah, 15, 16 we're going to drop to, which isn't horrendous, but this was a bad loss.
We need a lot of help from Big 12. We need Texas to lose a couple.
And they were in a close game.
We need Oklahoma to lose a couple got beat by Texas.
Now, this is one of those expert games where Iowa State was one of the ones where some of them, like, wavered on, where they did pick Iowa State, not knowing their record at that point, that this was going to be a tough game for us on the road.
Yep.
But obviously, we got to clean it up. We got some good competition coming up. I mean, these other teams are going to smoke us if we don't kind of pull this together real fast.
We still have what? Away at Baylor, away at Texas, home TCU, away Oklahoma State, who's been struggling, which is kind of surprising me because I thought that they'd be better, and home last game against Oklahoma. So we have it always looked like a tough November. Now it's kind of looking a little tougher after this loss to Iowa State.
Yeah, I always hope that, like, when we go into halftime, like, all right, we're playing atrocious, but we're still in the game.
Yeah.
It's still 20-14. Six, that's so crazy. When you come out, you need to change something. And I feel like, I don't know if you notice it all, but, you know, they look to the sideline for the play call. I don't see Greer audible that often.
You're right. Get the damn play
if you get it in go. And let him observe yes. the defense and decide if he needs to check
all of
out.
Them, though, they're all looking that. Over at the sideline.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I feel like, you know, this is what we're playing. I'm like, okay, I think Greer, if he's supposed to be the guy, he needs to step in there, change it,
give
check
him,
down,
give
do
him
whatever.
The reins,
right.
Like the full keys, like, hey, this offense is yours. You see the safeties, first check, middle linebacker, probably your second check, read them. Make a play call. If it needs to be adjusted and you audible, cool. But give him the reins and let him go.
He's never going to be able to play in the league. You need to be able
He's
to.
He's going
to
play in the league.
I'm saying you can't go up to the line of scrimmage and not be able to check out of a play.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Even little things, just like, you know, this is going on. We need to change this. It's same with the Kansas game where we're on the goal line and they're calling a pass, but everybody's deep in the end zone because they think you're passing it and you're on the two. That's a check. You run the ball.
Let him run
easy.
It. I don't
yeah.
even care to do a like, delayed
Do
draw.
Whatever. Yep. Or boot. I don't care. You can still get in on the boot. You have enough wheels to get there.
He's 6 foot, what, 4? And from like 2 or 3 yard line, he just has to lay down with the ball
right.
out.
That's all we needed on some of these things. And I'm like, it didn't happen. And I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, the running game, we could have run it more, but we were too transparent on play calling. So once we got one big run, we went right back to the run. And then we have to try to pass again. And they know what's going on. It's too easy for them. So Iowa State smashed us.
I do like Matt Campbell. Watch. I do think he's a good coach, and I think coaching-wise, we got out-coached.
You told me that before. You're like, yep. I think he's a good coach.
And I had it in the preview. I was like, I'm a big fan of Matt Campbell.
Yeah, and I just the way they played, they were, you know, this is how we needed to play. Granted, we were on the road.
He had that team ready. He
they
was
were
ready.
They were definitely ready to play us at a 2-3.
Now they're what? Finally pulled the 500?
500, but, you know, and knocked off an undefeated team.
Yeah, we were reeling a little bit, but right. Yeah, we were still undefeated, number 6. So
right, Texas Tech, we didn't finish the game. Kansas, our defense finished the game.
Yep.
I'm like, this isn't our offense. Our offense is supposed to be 30 points a game, potent. Let's have at it, and our defense is gonna, you know, finish it off here and there. Great, but this was a tough watch, and I mean, we were talking to Todd most of the game, and he was, you know, giving us all statistical things that he wanted to do on it, and we were bad. And he was like, this is like watching Florida State. And I'm like, oh. is this what you deal with every week? Because I could not watch this every week. So this is how Florida State plays. West Virginia needs to pick it up. So Todd can at least have a team to watch.
Tell Florida State Todd to keep his team in Tallahassee. All right, Boop. What? No better way to get over a loss than actually kind of almost a 3-game slide, but ending up with only one loss is having a bye week.
Yes.
So hopefully we can get back
Much
to the
needed.
Fundamentals and just get back to doing things that we need to do. And, yeah, hopefully recover a little bit, get our heads on straight, and come back out in 2 weeks. Who do we play? Away at Baylor.
They're not a slouch. Nope. And
no,
we need
not.
To get healthy. So yep. Bye week will help for that, get everybody back. And, yeah, let's come get Baylor. We need a good win. Decisive
yeah.
win.
Yes. When all – assets of the game come together and just a dominating win. That's what we need, especially on the road.
Yes,
on the road,
another road, Big 12.
Yep,
we need to prepare for them. We got Texas. We have Oklahoma still. They are going to demolish us if we do not pick up our game.
Stop being so negative.
Well, this is the worst game out of 2 seasons. Now, granted, Greer broke his finger last year, but I'd never seen him play this bad. And I can't say, like, he was 11-15. It's not like he was horrific. We had no offense, and it goes through him.
It was almost looked like just by his mannerisms, the way he was, it, like a head thing. It's kind of mental at this point. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just he's a little slower on his release or something. He's questioning something that he sees, and he's not pulling the trigger.
I saw it.
It's a little mental.
And I thought it was the Kansas game that kind of like, hey,
it's
I just threw three.
Face mask because they're bootleg, Boop.
Yeah, it's the three picks in the end zone, though. So, like, he was a little hesitant on trying to force the ball where he didn't think it could go because he didn't want to turn over. Instead, we had no offense.
He likes new shiny things and those chrome dual face masks from Kansas.
It's just confused. Well, Iowa State didn't confuse him with their unis.
No, they look like Darth Vader, and yeah, you're like, I love them.
Yes. The uniforms are awesome. We should go all black sometime with the yellow dub V.
All right, Boop, let's wrap this up before you get
chrome
too
face
deep,
mask in, just
too
you.
Deep into uniforms. I guess what, with next week being a bye, I guess in 2 weeks we'll be back. West Virginia, regroup, get better on the bye week. We'll try to get better. You can hit us up at idownthemusket@gmail.com. Until, 2 weeks away at Baylor. Let's go.
Mountaineers.